Since a video of the arrest of Daniel Prude was released 2 weeks ago, calls for police reform have grown louder and more insistent. Prude died a week after he suffocated when he was restrained by Rochester police officers who were asked to check on his mental health. Some citizens, activists, and elected leaders are pointing to a program in Oregon as an example of how a community should respond to these kinds of calls. WXXI's Beth Adams takes a closer look.
It's called CAHOOTS. That stands for Crisis Assistance, helping out on the streets. The mobile crisis intervention effort began in Eugene, Oregon, 31 years ago. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a team of counselors is ready to respond to emergency calls for everything from crisis counseling and conflict resolution to substance abuse, among other problems. Including administrative staff, CAHOOTS has 45 employees. One counselor and one emergency medical technician go out on each call, which come in from every corner of the community.
So over the course of a 12-hour shift, it's pretty likely that you're going to start off your day maybe, you know, going to talk to somebody in an alley or, you know, who's unhoused in a park, to talking to somebody in a multi-million-dollar home whose adult child is experiencing their first psychotic symptoms.
That's Tim Black, director of counseling for Whitebird Clinic, which operates the nonprofit program. He says the customized white cargo vans that the CAHOOTS teams travel in don't look like traditional public safety vehicles, and team members are not armed with guns, tasers, or pepper spray.
What we've seen is generally when we approach with empathy, when we approach with compassion, and when we approach in a way that does not resemble those more traditional systems of oppression and marginalization, we're able to have a lot more successful outcomes, that we're able to have a lot more safer interactions with folks out in the community.
While Monroe County doesn't have an approach quite like CAHOOTS, there are several existing mental health intervention programs. One of them is FIT, the Forensic Intervention Team. FIT works with law enforcement agencies across the county. It's a fraction of the size of CAHOOTS, even after its budget was doubled last week. The extra funding will allow FIT to expand to 8 mental health workers who can be summoned by police to refer people to community services.
But, you know, if there's a suspected mental health arrest needed, they wouldn't respond. So they themselves wouldn't have been able to prevent what happened to Daniel Prude.
That's Rochester City Council member Mary Lupien. She says the fact that it's police who decide whether to involve mental health professionals when someone appears to be in a crisis is a problem. The Rochester Police Department did not respond to a request for comment. In Eugene, it's emergency dispatchers who determine whether police, CAHOOTS, or both respond to a scene. Police Chief Chris Skinner says the city is working on a plan to improve that triage system by placing mental health counselors at the 911 center.
We do a pretty good job right now. There's very few times that we dispatch the wrong resource. But I think having mental health professionals anchored in your dispatch center makes a lot of sense.
Skinner says the CAHOOTS team diverts between 5% and 8% of the calls his officers would otherwise respond to. That gives police more time and resources to solve crimes. Of the more than 18,000 calls that CAHOOTS handled last year, only 300 of them required police backup, according to Tim Black, the director. As protests calling for racial justice and police reform erupted nationwide this year, he says he has talked to people from across the country about how the program works. Black says communities who want to reimagine their public safety response must decide for themselves what that will look like.
We don't expect CAHOOTS to be some cookie-cutter program that you can pick up and just drop into Rochester and have it look exactly the same.
Lupien talked about trying something like CAHOOTS in Rochester earlier this year and felt her colleagues dismissed the idea. But she says the response changed since September 2nd. That's when the video of Daniel Prude's arrest was released by his family.
This really, I believe, is the time where we don't have a choice but to look at these systems that we've built and tear them apart and find out what's working and what's not, because people are dying.
Lupien says Rochester's current mental health response efforts have been understaffed, underfunded, and disjointed, but there is growing interest in making meaningful change. In addition to the recent expansion of FIT, she says council is considering other ways to improve existing resources. According to Lupien, a recent proposal from City Hall would expand a crisis intervention program called FACET and move it from the police department to the Department of Youth and Recreation Services.
You know, I really think that there's a possibility for change right now. And so I'm going to say that I'm hopeful, but it doesn't mean that we're not going to have to fight every step of the way.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.